I'll shout hallelujah every day.
Glory to God, child of God. God has means and ways of putting his blessings on you and answering your prayers. Welcome to Hallelujah Everyday Podcast, your one-stop channel for your daily devotion and inspiration. I'm that voice from the corner speaking a word of salvation, and I remain your good friend and of course your host, Pastor Leke Toba. Child of God, good morning and God bless you in the name of Jesus. Let's take some readings from the Holy Bible before we pray this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 25, the Bible says, "For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength." Hallelujah. Isaiah 55 and verse 8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord." Child of God, God does not follow the tradition of men to bring to pass his will. The Lord's ways are not merely different from ours, they are higher, better, superior, and exist on a grander scale. He makes a way where there seems to be no way. He has the final say. He made the fish a bank. He fed Israelites with manna, food of angels. He did not allow their clothing, their sandals, their wares to wear out in the 40 years of wilderness journey. God made over 5,000 feed with only 5 loaves of bread and of course 2 fishes. Child of God, God opened the gates of the Red Sea as a passage, an unprecedented miracle never fathomed by man. God is still doing wonders on a daily basis. In the book of Numbers chapter 22, we begin to read the story of a prophet whose donkey had to be used to draw his attention. A donkey spoke in the Bible. Protocols were suspended, overruled, and nullified for God to get the attention of that prophet. Hallelujah. Listen to me, child of God. God works in mysterious ways. In the book of Joshua, chapter 10, verse 12 through 13, God had to suspend the sun from setting. The sun remained still so that Joshua could deal with the enemies. That is why the second month in the 12th calendar month, February, is incomplete till today. God Almighty gave ordinary stone capacity. When David threw a stone at Goliath, that stone was like a bullet in the forehead of Goliath. That is what God is in the business of doing for his children. In the book of 2 Kings, chapter 19, verse 35, God made one angel finish over 185,000 Assyrian soldiers in less than 4 hours of the night. In another scenario, just by singing, worship, and praising God, the wall of Jericho was brought down, not with a bomb, but just lifting up praise. God does not operate with the tradition of men. God is not limited with the approach of men. Listen to me, child of God. The Lord God sent an angel to bring forth Peter out of the jail in Acts of the Apostle chapter 12, when you study 6 to 10. Strangely, the same God who sent an angel to bring Peter out of the prison also allowed, or rather permitted, for James to be executed. That is Acts of the Apostle chapter 12 and verse 2. God does not work in the format of man. God uses diverse ways, diverse means to bring to pass his will and his purpose. The Lord's ways are higher than ours. So, while we may see only a small portion of what he is doing at a given time, he sees the beginning from the end, and whenever bad things are to happen, God knows how to resolve it. God Almighty is always in charge and in control. Child of God, in summary, the Lord God Almighty, the Lord God promises in the book of Romans chapter 8 verses 28 that all things work together for good to those who love him. All things work together for good to those who love him. That is why I have no doubt that God that operates in diverse means and ways, that God will visit and settle your matter today in the name of Jesus. Child of God, having understood that, now let us pray. You will declare amen as I decree this prayer. Number 1, unexplainable favor is coming your way in the name of Jesus. Number 2, the mercy that speaks louder than judgment will silence every demand of darkness over your life in the name of Jesus. Number 3, the blessings and testimonies with your name on them will not be buried, will not be missing in the name of Jesus. They will speak and manifest in your life, for your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Number 4, the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness will be your lot in the name of Jesus. Number 5, Tobias, Sambalat, Ahithophel, Korah, Dathan, Abiram, Jezebel, Herod, Pharaoh, and the prophet of Baal. Any category of these names that have been mentioned, any category of these strange spirits that have been mentioned, hired against you, let them fight and waste themselves to the finish in the name of Jesus. As the sun is always above the clouds, so will you be above and above only, always beyond the reach of your enemies in the name of Jesus. I decree as number 7, let tears disappear and joy take over now in your life in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. It is settled in Jesus' name. Amen. Child of God, go out today and triumph. You can also visit our website, www.hallelujaheveryday.org. We can't round up the podcast without acknowledging and celebrating those having birthdays and wedding anniversaries today. God bless you. God enlarge your coast. God give you limitless joy. May this season bring you good tidings in the name of Jesus. I declare you blessed in Jesus' name. Thanks so much, child of God, for listening and being part of this podcast. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful day in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Lege Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067013664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.